Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 26th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
This evening, we are talking about the Halami Mohlante Commission of Inquiry into post-election violence and killing of some protesters on August 1st this year.
To join our discussion, as usual, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about violence that erupted in Bulawayo at a hearing on post-election violence.
There was chaos and pandemonium at the commission's hearing in Bulawayo after one of the people giving evidence singled out President Emmerson Mnangagwa as one of the people who allegedly took part in the Gukurahundi atrocities in the 1980s. The man said he was now an orphan because of the Zimbabwean leader who has dismissed as untrue claims that he was involved in the Gukurahundi atrocities.
Some people say the commission is a waste of time and resources as it should have conducted its hearings in Harare instead of cities like Bulawayo and others which they claim have no bearing on the outcome of the probe.
And four people identified as members of Mutwakazi Republic Party and Opposition Party were arrested at the hearing, which was adjourned but later resumed with tight security.
The commission's objectives are to inquire about the post-election violence in August, to identify the actors and their leaders, their motives and strategies deployed by the protesters, to investigate circumstances that necessitated the involvement of the military in assisting the maintenance of law and order and other issues.
Please note that we are also streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe mahlaba zulu ngathola njani lapho khona endaweni siyeneyo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokwenzakala kobulawayo lapho kule commission ehlolisisa ukubulawa kwabantu eHarare. Ikomishini ke le ikhangela ngakhona okungani kwahlupha ngo-August 1 kumbe ngithi ngoNcwabakazi lo nyaka. Abantu babemele ukuthi bezwe phela ukuthi ukhetho luhamba njani, kodwa abanye bathi soluphuzile. Abanye basebengena ke emgwaqweni, but asebengene khonapho ke kwangazani kwabuya amasotsha abadubula kwafaka ngu-6. So ke nxa sikhangela ke okwenzakale lamhla khonoku ikomishini yakhona, kulabantu abavimbileyo kobulawayo besithi kade indaba kukhulunywa ngakhonoku ubulawa kwabantu abangu-6. Indaba kungakhulunywa ngabantu abafika phose 20,000 abafa ngesikhathi sombhuqazo wegukurahundi. Kodwa ke ikomishini le igcineke iqhubeka ngomsebenzi sokwala amapholisa amaningi lokunye okuthize. Abantu abane abangu-4 sibili babothiwe kulandela khonoku ukuxozela kunjalo ngeblessing. So asiqhubeka mfowethu.
Wonguka hama wadiwa se zvamuri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa na Gibbs nhasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve commission iri kuongorora nezve kupfuurwa kwakaitwa vanhu muHarare musi wa 1 August. Asi nhasi commission iyi yanga iri kubulawa ichitarisirwa zvakare mangwana kuti inenge iri kugweru. Kubulawayo kwamboita kunetsana kwakanyanya mushure mekunge mumwe murume ati haasi kufara nekuti ave nherera mushure mekunge vabereki vake vaurayiwa munguva yeGukurahundi, achitaura iye zita remutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa semumwe wevatungamiri vainge vari pamberi penyaya iyoyi yeGukurahundi, zvinova zvakonzera kuti paite bata murefu bata mupfupi, vamwe vachikandirana zvibhakira, vamwe vachikandirana zvigaro kana kuti macheya, zvazopa kuti mapurisa anodzivirira mvonga mupopoto kana kuti riot police anga achiuya, vamwe vachizouya vakapakatira pfuti kuti hurukuro iyi ienderere mberi. But Gibbs, we also managed to get hold of one of the commissioners, that is Professor Lovemore Maduku, soon after the hearing have his take on what transpired in Bulawayo today. Let's take a listen.
It is very, very important for the commission to go outside Harare for the very simple reason that, first, we do not know whether the only people that know what happened in Harare are those people in Harare. We have met a number of people outside Harare who were in Harare on the 1st of August who witnessed what happened, but either they were on their way or they were on a brief stay in Harare, but they are now out here. And will not have an opportunity to get to Harare to say their story, a silent story. That is the first. The second very important thing is that our commission is not just supposed to be looking at what happened. It is also required to make recommendations with a view to ensuring that these things not happen in the future. We must not just lose life. Even one life must not be lost. How do we prevent a situation where there are clashes between citizens and members of the police, clashes between citizens and the army? We also have to say, how best can we ensure that the army would not come in and then the army would not shoot, or the police would not come in, or the police will fail to control peaceful protesters? So these are the issues that we want to look at. What do Zimbabweans want the military to do, and under what circumstances may the military come in? At what point is the military required to rescue the police? What should happen when they come to rescue? When do they use the live bullets? And so forth. These are the things. And so Zimbabweans of all walks in life have an interest in those issues, and they must be given an opportunity to say out what they feel and what they want to recommend.
Are you at all surprised that some people in Matabeleland are saying that priority must be given to the alleged Gukurahundi massacres?
We very much understand what they are saying, and we very much support and sympathize with what is happening. All what you do when you get out here, people have issues. The Gukurahundi issue remains an issue from the evidence that we have received. It's clear that this is an issue to be attended to. So we are taking all issues. They will be part of our report, and we will make appropriate recommendations. So we would take in anything. People are allowed. They cannot be constrained. If people have an opportunity to appear before us, they should say what they say.
Lastly, Professor Maduku, your critics are saying, this commission is now becoming costly because you are investigating the obvious instead of just tackling the issue of who deployed the boots on the ground. You are going as far as Matabeleland, something that the cash-strapped nation might not be able to afford.
I think that people must know that that important question of who ordered the military to get into town, that is an important question. It will be answered. The commission will find an answer to that. But just finding an answer to that question will not solve much. It will just be a part of the solution. Once you say that we have found out that so-and-so ordered, whether they were supposed to order or not order, you still need to go further and say on what basis, under what circumstances, how may this be prevented in the future if it is found that it was improperly done? How may we lessen or prevent altogether the loss of life? And then the issues to do with compensation. All these issues still have to be investigated. We don't need one answer. There is no one question. There are several questions that arise once you answer the first one as to who ordered the military to get in.
Professor Lovemore Maduku is a law lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe and is also the president of the Opposition National Constitutional Assembly. He is one of the 9 commissioners. He was talking there about what transpired in Bulawayo today and also his take on some of the issues that you, our listeners and viewers, are also asking us. I think he did manage to respond to some of the key questions. Of course, the issue of Gukurahundi is very, very sensitive, but it's an issue that many say must be discussed. Hongu, manzwa va Maduku vachitaura apa nezve kuBulawayo vachiti zvakakosha kuti vange vachienda kuBulawayo kunonzwa pfungwa dzevanhu nekuti hongu zvinhu zvakaitikira muHarare, asi kune vamwe vanhu vekuBulawayo vakanga vari muHarare musi iwoyo vada kunonzwawo kuti zvakafamba sei, vachitiwo inyaya inoda kuti inyatsozeiwe kuti zvii zvinozomboitika kana kuti vanhu vachiratidzira pozoguma popinda mauto varoda kunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu vakawanda wanda kwete muHarare chete asi muZimbabwe yose nekuti vari kuti kunze kwekuti ndiana kati mauto apinde mugwagwa komisheni iri kuti iri kuda kuongororawo kuti mune ramangwana ndezvipi zvimwe zvingadzidzwewo pane chiitiko icho chiche Gibbs
yeye uya kubeka kuhle replacement kuti umadhuku ke siyakwazi ke isikwisa mfundo seUniversity of Zimbabwe njalo ligqweta njalo ke ukokhela ibandla le-NCA so ke bekhuluma lapha sithi ke kulilungelo lekomishini ukuthi ingenangene ingene kobulawayo suka lapho ke iye kwezinye indawo ezijiyeneyo ngoba kulabanye abantu owathi usenzakala udlakele eHarare bekhona khona ngale eHarare njalo ke kuthe uzwile kukhulunywa ngodaba lwe-Cookground ukuthi lungani luyasinda kakhulu uthe ke bazathi nxa sebelungise bakulungisayo ingxaba zakukhuluma khonokho ukuthi ke i-Cookground ke yavela kobulawayo kuzobuya ke langamakhosi blessing kukhulume lokuthi ke imali lapha e-involved kungani ke baqhuba nje bahola ye kunjalo so asikwazi ukuthi bahola malini kodwa silomuntu
clear tine mutereri ari parunare ndiyani wati naye hapana ati auya bata let's go to our Facebook page kushona huko timbozikoti zvakamira sei tina mukoma Fidelis Sankara Chimombe my good friend Fidelis how are you doing Fidelis is here in America. Leonard Kony ari kuti call me. Tichakufonerai mukoma Leonard nari dziri kuti nesei asi tinoedza kuti kufonerai. Samson Zijoo ari kuti let him leave, he's not managing this country. I don't know mukoma Samson kuti ndiani ari kunzi aende. Sivangani Ndlovu ari kuti we are tired of this scandal of ZANU-PF. Donald Mamboma, my good friend in South Africa, ari kuti call me. Jafet Moses Mawomba, and I don't understand why we don't just use the US dollar as a local currency. We are not discussing this today, but please, God, tell Mr. Mnangagwa to think about us. Obviously, talking about the prices. Miriam Marete, ari kuti please call me. Tina... Leonard Jakara Guti, Leonard Kony, where the seven people shot in Bulawayo or Harare. What is the reason of going to Bulawayo? What kind of investigation is this? Please do not waste taxpayers' money on an irrelevant inquiry. K. Mukunda Guti, I thought our constitution clearly states who should maintain law and order and when the army is deployed and who deploys it. Do we need a commission to tell us this? Effort Silver Star Chiwota Arguti Ashika, how are you here? Just announcing his arrival. Gibbs, would you have will continue to read some of the
Slovaka Chitani Uti Malume Mtembo Linjan Letimba. Yes, Apilaka Kulge Bakani Lapokona Kunapo. Ebusupalage Lapa Bakanige Usiti. Angitugani, but common sense is not common, Gulindaba. Inkulungwane zabantu zabulawa eMatabeleland ayikhulunywa indaba yakhona kodwa laba abayisithupha bahlalelwa phansi yebo impilo yomuntu matters loba ebulewe eyedwa kumbe baphambanisile na indaba leyi give recognition to every life yose ndisiwe laye uswakela amehlo ke izibonibone lezana ukuthi ngikhona lami sengisesitikini ye ngizokuthiwa sisilo muntu icingo lapha silobani futhi
tine mutereri ri parunare.
No, I'm told we've got Mr. Mbuso Fuzwayo of Ipetu Likazulu. This is a non-governmental organization.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fuzwayo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening. Good evening.
Yeah, I was telling about Fuzwayo. What happened to you?
I commission if you will, but we are the daughter. What thing I need to vela a Harare? What the sense of a dramatizer was of small advance the Matabeleland. Ade bengasuthisei ngokuthi kwakukhulunywa ngento yabantu abangu-6 kodwa kulaa nto ethintwayo ngalaba abafa ngombhuqazwe but okube lusizi ukuthi ngemva kwalokho ngemva kokubana omunye ujaha enikeze i-testimony amapholisa asele hambopha
so kuthiwa wenzeni uboneni
but icala lakhe kuthi uthe kwankona u-Emerson wabulala abazali bakhe umnangagwa lowo ngupresident welizwe kathesi but licala lakhe
yes bone sengani zokujikijelwana langezitulo bekuhamba njani
bekulo jaha odethe yena lo jaha bekuyisonesa isikhathi ujaha lo ekhuluma ngokuthi i-commission umuntu osemakhanda bekulomfanekiso wakhe u-Emerson Nangagwa wathi lo muntu osemakhandeni wabulala abazali bethu ngoba lo munye ujaha osukule ekugalari wathi wambona wawukhona wena wambone babulala so yikho kucaphule abantu
ye kodwa ke kugcina kuzokuphindwa futhi laqhubeka ngodaba lo
kwaqhubekwa ngemva kwemini kuse kwa-adjena ngoda zezikhathi zelantshi kuthe ngemva kwalokho kwaqhubeka kwaze kwatshayiswa ngama around 6 bathe bephuma o-former president e-South Africa Mokhanti lwana ujaha ebotshwa yena lo te ngiyode nikezana uma ufakazi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho ke babafuzwayo so Mr. Fuzwa is saying that the commotion started when that guy who you were talking about, who said that, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa allegedly killed his parents. And then there was some point who intervened and, you know, everything went haywire. So he says after the commission, after the hearings, the guy who actually said Mr. Mnangagwa killed, allegedly killed his parents was arrested. So he says this is something that happened soon after the inquiry. So he says it's very much disturbing that people can give some testimony, and thereafter there's a follow-up by the police who then arrest you and all those kind of things. So he says it's worrying so much.
Of course, Zimbabwe is not the only country to have gone through that civil unrest and those killings. Remember, there was in Rwanda, yes, and also in neighboring South Africa, 1996, in Rwanda, around 1995, after the genocide, Tutsi Hutu genocide, in 1994, very painful, but they went through the processes, and hopefully they are moving forward, although animosities might continue here and there, but many conflict resolutions analysts say it is very important. We are being joined by our second guest, Mr. Makomborero Aruzivishe. He's a former student leader, and he also testified in Harare before this commission. Mr. Aruzivishe, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks so much. Why did you decide to testify in Harare? Why do you think this is important?
Yeah, I think this is important because, one, Emerson Mnangagwa.
President Mnangagwa, Mr. Aruzivishe.
Hello?
Let's refer to him as President Emerson Mnangagwa.
All right. President Emerson Mnangagwa, he killed people on the 1st of August. The second thing is, I survived death by a whisker. Someone who was a few meters away from me was shot. The third thing why I decided to go and testify, the third reason, is that after killing people, deploying soldiers to kill people who were unarmed, they then hired a commission of inquiry, a commission of mercenaries to come and cover up for those murders, using our man, our taxpayers' money. Those people, I think, if you check with their profiles, supposed profiles, former president of South Africa, professors, international lawyers who are in that commission, you discover that they don't come here for a few dollars. They cost a lot, and we are not even told how much they are costing and eating into our budget. And who approves that budget, we don't even know. Then the fourth thing why I went to testify is that President Emerson Mnangagwa is the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. He is the only one with the right and authority to place soldiers for whatever activity, be it to play soccer, be it for a cleanup campaign, and more so, be it to go for an armed intervention. So he has the authority and also the liability to soldiers' behavior, especially given this scenario in which soldiers went and killed people. The fifth and most important reason is that we have been told of this day, of this killing. We have been told before by Engelbert Rugege, a senior official who was in the government of President Emerson Mnangagwa, and the appointee of President Emerson Mnangagwa. We have been told by the likes of a former minister of State for Mashonaland Province, Mr. Josiah Ongwe. We have been told about this killing, foretold by a former Deputy Minister of Finance, Mr. Honorable Terence Mkope. We have been foretold about this day by the Right Honorable Vice President of Zimbabwe currently about this day of this killing. And they foretold that Emmerson Mnangagwa will use the military to retain power by any means necessary. They made it clear that you will soldiers for campaigning and to defend power. So whatever happened on this day, it was something that was foretold, and it was more of the fulfillment of what we were told by these senior government officials, of which when they said it, most of them said Emmerson Mnangagwa was present, and he never disputed that.
Mr. Maruzi, but was it now not proper for Mr. Mnangagwa to appoint persons who are neutral to investigate? Otherwise, like you are saying, if he had, if there was an internal investigation, some people might have said, wait a minute, he is covering up, because some of these people, you might not agree with them, but they are very professional people and eminent persons.
But look, this is an internal investigation. It's not an external investigation. Those people are not even, by any means, independent or neutral.
How do you know that before they conclude the commission? I mean, before you see their findings?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yes, let me analyze maybe just four or three of them. Firstly, I begin by the chairman of the commission himself, Mr. Moshandi. Mm-hmm. When Emmerson Mnangagwa fled from Zimbabwe after he was fired from ZANU-PF, he assembled a team which was headed by Mr. Moshandi himself, the former president of South Africa, to go around lobbying for his acceptance ahead of the coup within the African continent, African leaders. He was on Mr. Mnangagwa's payroll, Mr. Moshandi himself. Then secondly, that British lawyer, Dixon, mm-hmm. That guy is a record. The offer four times is appeared in commissions where rogue governments, military governments, killed people but wanted to clear up their dirty acts, their matters, mm-hmm. for reacceptance within the international community. And it's clear even on his job description on his website that he speaks on behalf of politicians and military commanders. So he's come here to do a hatchet job. And if we link him to the statements by Your Excellency Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, of UK, when she was asked, when she came to Africa, about Emmerson Mnangagwa's shootings, the shootings of Vonnegut, what she said, there will be a commission of inquiry into that to be appointed. Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed the commission of inquiry to look into that. Implying that these people want the commission of inquiry to just mop up the mess that has been created, but it's not the lives of people killed. People have a mistake of using statistics of just adding them to statistics that is 7 people. But these are not just 7 people. These were someone's mother, someone's breadwinner, someone's sister, someone's father, and there are people who were dependent on them. Then thirdly, we go to Professor Abu Matuku. Prior to his appointment in the commission, he has there's video evidence where he is already blamed this alliance, especially the leader of the MC alliance, President Nelson Chamisa. They had blamed him for the violence, but President Nelson Chamisa is not in charge of the military. President Nelson Chamisa did not kill people. He's not in charge of weapons, guns, and ammunition. So it's not eventual that you are after uttering the sentiments and blaming Mr. Nelson Chamisa, he then got appointed in the commission.
Okay, Mr. Aruzibishe, please do stay on the line. We just want to quickly hold your thoughts. Take one or two listeners and then we'll come back to you and we continue with our discussion. Gibbs, Negeti Nevamu, Tereri. Diana Ariparunari. Hello, Mtereri, where do you kutanga?
Hello.
Makadi.
Marasimbera kuru.
Aiwa tiripo tirikutaura una vani?
Mutana Richmond Madeu.
Madeu.
Yes.
Okay, va Madeu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinoza kuti commission ita tarudzwa nevanozvipi vakavoterwai. Hapana zviripo.
Sembira.
Ndinotowira nemutauri abab. vamadhuku pakaza pazakaitika madhuku the following 2 days or 3 days akabata kutoropodza vachamisa bot cutter. Saka commissioner yapana zviripo iki.
Asika vanogona kunge vachitoropodza avo dziri pfungwa dzavo vamadhuku pada vakazoita ongororo vakanzwa kune vamwe vanhu vozoona kuti vanga vakakanganisa hazviitiki.
Ai vanonyoga nyoga inoruma. Vanonyoga nyoga inoruma.
Saka hapana chamuri kuona chinobuda.
Hapana chinobuda apo. Kuda kungodzinyira bot cutter president wedu chaita. Simbi inogura dzimwe simbi bot cutter.
Saka imunotsigira henyu MDC.
Pachena. Simbi inogura dzimwe simbi bot cutter. Saka vana madhuku vese ava nyangadzi dzinaita dzina advocate vanotodzida vese ava. Saka vanotsova kutoropodza kuti advocate akaipa. Aiwa bot cutter hapana chakaipa. Tirikutambura izvozvi zvinenyaya dzavana madhuku vanozvidi vakabhuu vakafunda ava.
Aiwa tino
zvingaita ndiani zvakazadetika kublawa yaindi takuti nindiri nemukana kuti ndiri peni ndika vanhu vakaita madhuku avava avari pano kumboonekwa vari pano kungorawa semora
vamadheu tinenge taku taura zvatingabvumire kuti titaure pamhepo kana achitaura nyaya tine chida kuti nyaya dzese dzipedzwe murunyararo kana tisingawirirani tichionesana kuti hatisi kuwirirana kwete zvemhirizhonga. Asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu.
Bari zvinorwadza mani vanhu vakafira mahara izvi vana vavari kutambura zvakamira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe.
Tinotenda baba Deo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Okay, of course, like we said at the top of the show, this can be very emotional. But of course, we want people to find peaceful means. You know, remember... an eye for an eye makes the world blind.
That's right.
You know, so of course we hope that we'll continue a civil discussion. But Mr. Madeu is saying that he thinks Mr. Maduku is a dog in the fight, and he's criticizing him for alleging that Mr. Chamisa had a hand in it 2 days after the. Killings in Harare, Gibbs.
And he says he's got the primary evidence.
Indeed,
right?
The V11.
Yes. So let's switch over to Mr. Fuzwayo. Baba Fuzwayo, loko kwenye nchini wapi?
Yebo.
Yeye, nasi kanga kuna kuge ukuti amani la baba buye kubla wayo. Bebe vile betinga ni dunia umbono wenyi.
Ogu nushupo vile ogu nyambana ngazaji utapula baantu. Ikuthi ungakhangela i-template yabo labana abantu abayisebenzisayo idinga ikhuluma kakhulu ngabantu abenza umsindo kayikhulumi ngabantu abadubula abantu but i-concern yabantu no one is disputing ukuthi abantu benza umsindo but okusemakhanda abantu ikuthi who ordered the army to go onto the street and what is it that they were told to do yikho okuyi-question and it appears that question does not exist. Kubani ulokuzeni yalabana abantu. So umbuzo lo kawuveli ngoba akulamuntu anti ngo 2016 ungakhumbula ngento zetajamuka. Kwachisa izimota zamapolisa kwachisa zeDC but akulamuntu wadutshulwayo. Kathesi abantu badutshuliwe and umbuzo ukuthi babethunywe ngubani ukuthi amapolisa akawaye esitaradeni. Njalo ayethiwe instruction bani ukuthi ayekwenza ebantwini. Ngoba lapha so umbuzo wona lo kawuphumi uphume kokuthi labana abantu ngoba lo muntu odebuyile esithi vele eHarare ubekhuluma ngokuthi abantu labana bahamba bayenza i-violence labana babesebenzisa izitina ngawubona bephiye ibronko ububona ukuthi ngumuntu onjani izanu izisenza idrama izanu izisenza idrama ngoba kodwa kugcwele nezalo kazizezanu and a lot of people and kongana ebantwini abangapha abakwazi ukuthi no this is not the first incident iZimbabwe every after election kule culture yokusebenzisa umbhobho ngoba ungathi ngo 85 90 kudutshulwa kombayi there's always been into yona le and kathesi abantu expecting ukuthi this commission will be able to say what the role of the military after election and who instructs them ukuthi betshone benjani bengene ku civilian life. Yikoda ukuchaphula abantu tumbuzo nalo kanjani kawuveli uvela ukuthi abantu abahamba bechithi izimota abagcwala ezitridini babethenyisa ibronko ukuthi kucina sokungazani ukuthagethe ukubambani abantu be-opposition zana abantu ababulala abantu
Mamba kona poke unga chana. So what Mr. Fuzo is saying is that you know, what he realized was that there were so many ZANU-PF activists in the at the hearing. And he says some of them were actually senior citizens and some youths. And at the same time, you know, the issue of the role of the military after the elections is not clear. And it wasn't coming right, according to him. So people wanted to press on that issue. But then the commissioners and some ZANU-PF activists wanted to suppress that kind of voice, you know. So he says that's exactly what infuriated a lot of people. So he says the role of the army is always clear. After 1980 elections, there was the Kukuraondi era. Then came in the time when Mr. Kombai, still remember Patrick Kombai, he was actually shot, yes, in Kweru. And he says thereafter there were also some other issues to do with the security forces. So he says this army issue should be interrogated very deeply by the commission. And he says this may not come out because they're trying to press, according to him, for the issue of the opposition to come clear that the opposition is to blame in all this. Yeah.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Mohlante-led commission into the killings of the 1st of August, when some protesters in Harare were shot by the military. Official reports say 6 people died, but human rights groups are saying there could be more. But today, the commission was in Bulawayo, where there were skirmishes after one person who was giving oral evidence said that the president had a hand in the Gukuraondi massacres, and 4 people were arrested after that. And the commission had been forced to adjourn for some time before resuming. Tinemwe mutereri ariparunari makadi.
Pisa diwo.
Murikupi mimi.
Tiri kuzumba.
Oh, kwakadi kuzumba ndanzwa kuti hamusi kudai kuti ari rasta renyu.
Ndaramba ari naro mhosva ndiri kungoita muziki une nyongwa chiri chitika ichi cheko. Kuti zvinhu zvakaitika zvakaitika muHarare. Aitika muHarare vanhu votumira vanhu kumatendelendi kuti vatore zvinhu paHarare. Munhu akwanisi kutaura zvinhu zvaasina kuonaka. Vatorawo kumatendelendi kuti aiwaka. Isusu hatisi kwanisi kutaura zvekuHarare. Zvamwana iwo vakanga vari kupi? KuHarare. Saka tinoita zvokuno. Itubani. Kuti takaurayirwa vabereki vedu nemunhu uyu. Aitiwa mhaka inotongwa. Mapurisa auya nevane pfuti. Saka komisheni yacho. Inotaura sei nayo kana ine sapoti yakadaro. Totya here. Saka chokwadi chano chicha bhedhi sokuti purezidendi wedu akatizwa kuti he is a person of peaceful and merciful, a person with the people at heart. He did everything harmony. Saka is this the mena yacho yataakuona iri kuti panyika yedu? Vamwe vakataura kati inini makadiwa nevanhu endai mega muvanhu kwete zvokuti haira vanhu vanobva kunoku. But still kuramba tumira vanhu. Vanhu vacho vanotumirwa chokwadi chataurika hapana anochifarira. Vanhu vakutorohwa, vanhu vakutoitwa sei. Saka tinorarama sei munyika yakadaro? Toti nzara, toti kungu harasa, toti kushaya pokubata, toti kudi. Inyika rudziri? Kutongawo here kana dai muchionawo zvinhu? Ndomashoko angu chete andati nditaurawo zvangu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Isu tichifarawo nekuti gacho kwamaita zvinhu zviri kuitika mubasa hatina kumbomira zvakanaka. Tiri kutotaura tichiyerura vanhu, tiri kufa, tiri kuona nhamo every day nekuda kwehurumende yedu iyoyi. Iyezvinezvi tiri kunzwa vashamisa vari kuda kuita nhingi kugadzwa kwavo nebato riri kuvafarira nevanhu vavo. Vanhu vonzanzi akaenderera mberi ari kuzviisa munjoni. Saka toraramira kupi zvinhu zvese zvinotyisa? Toendepi? Ndiyo nyika yatakabarwa tikatenderera tikadini nevana veduwo vari kungokura. Tiri kungorarama munhu apa iwohwo tichishingirira, asi hatisi kuzorodzwa. Taona nhamo tazvirega vanhu vakai. Ii hurumende ikai ikai, handizi kuti hurumende yerudzii. Takambura amunangabva vari kutigonera neutongi hwavo hwese.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Eh, atina kusununguko, atina za chote, akuna demokrasi ya nota wae. This is lie. Baruto lie, baruto nifate ya lie.
Aywa, maita basa, shukuru nekupinda mshurongwa chedu.
Tunotenda nekuti gashira, umangwana mkara mshurongwa.
Tunotenda, that's our listener in Uzumba Maramba Fungwe. Of course, there's going to be a stronghold in Mashonaland East, but she's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa's government is very oppressive. And, you know, she says Zimbabweans are living literally like slaves, and they are not free to express their views. And she's saying that she's shocked that after a person expressed his views at these hearings, he was immediately arrested. So she's saying that all is not well, the economy, everything, their freedoms. And she's saying that, you know, as a leader, he is failing.
Silo baba, silo mama kumbe, lapa, usindisiwe Ndlovu, uti kunzima kona, sizayicela isivuthiyo. Kubulawa i-commission ile, iza puma lani. Kuzabuye ke uDube Bongani la uyakhuluma uthi Zanu PF kayiphume bantu benkosi sesidiniwe shwa kunini sadubeka kwale Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya njalo usindisiwe uyakhuluma njalo uthi why didn't they appoint abantu bezanu PF kumbe le MDC and other parties ukuthi bangene ku commission yena le. Sibone ke esikhiweni lapha ke ku Studio 7 lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sishaya ke ku VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona la ku VOA Indebele lapha ke ngikhuluma ngama Facebook pages ethu. Hamba ningene kuna ngale sibone ukuthi singakwenza. Ku Twitter sikhona futhi njalo VOA Indebele le VOA Studio 7. So ngena ke u Twitter khona lapho ke uchaye VOA Indebele usitshela ukuthi ukuhamba njani uye kumbe ku VOA Studio 7 ujophela ukuthi wena ubona njani ngalokho. Yes, I want Benjamin Njarabani uti pick up Bulawayo people. So kaya zani ya kutazelela loku. Kuzo buya ke Eddington Chiwara uti I'm watching you guys from South Africa. Kube njalo lo Faith Cutler uti I'm touched with what is happening. Lapa ke Zimbabwe kunzima. Kakwazi tukutwen. Kuzo buya ke ubaba ose kuma nkuna manje. So kutaka ke ubaba mfunda. Kumbe ngelinye ke isinye ispongo. Ubaba mfunda kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu ukuliphi ilizwe baba Vundla?
Ah ngise UK lapha eManchester.
Ye, akuthi ukuthi wena ubona ni ngwa udaba lolu uthini ngakhona okwenzakale kobulawayo?
Baba kunzima ngoba njengoba abalaleli behlelo lesizwe sonke saseZimbabwe sikhuluma ukuthi akumeki sense ukuthi abantu ababulawe eHarare kwenziwe ama-commission ikoste about $300 $300,000 ilizwe lingela mali abantu besokola. Seriously lihambe liyethunuka izilonda zabantu bemathebeleland labo abalezi khalazo zabo ezingake zakhangelwa ngabantu. Into eyenzakala 27 years ago you still are not discussing it really. It's really painful. I also wanted to touch ngizundoda webhesu likaZulu ekhuluma ngalo ndoda okhulume ngokuthi uPresident Mnangagwa wabulala ubabakhe. I'm calling solidarity towards all Zimbabweans ukuthi sihlangane nini simsekele lo ndoda ngoba I don't think it's fair ukuthi umuntu gets arrested for saying four words.
Yeah. So ubona zani kumele kuyaphumana kodwa kuke wonke lokho. Kukhanya ngazani ke ubaba esikacingweni ucingo lakhe solumane lwafibhala but sesikuzwa manje. So kodwa ubona zani kuyaphumana kukhonokho okukhulunywayo?
Hayi akulokhu esingakuthola kulokhu ngeqiniso kunini kusenziwa izinto ezinje and they really never come to anything. Yes, Zapu is Zapu. Initially we had said we wanted a national transitional authority, but they will not take that on board because abantu nababona they are hell bent on ukuba mkhumbuso. Singathini thina njengabantu basesizweni? There's nothing really that we can do as Zimbabweans. We've been persevering for so long. But really kubuhlungu ukuthi i-commission lay njengalo uJahoko wakhuluma wathi abantu bakamohlandile abantu bakamnanga ukuthi babuye bazoyenza i-commission bayekele ukukhuluma ngezinhlungu ezibantu ngabantu bemathebeleni. It's really really sad.
Yeah, nxa ufisa ke sicela utshaye la ngesikhiwa khona lapho njengamafishane uphonga ukuthi cha cha nje
ngesikhiwa lakho.
Yeah, jaba.
Yes. So what I was saying was, one, how can you investigate an incident in an area which the incident didn't happen? And it's really disrespectful, not only to the people who are in Matabeleland, who are still crying about their own grievances, which have not been really addressed till today. And it's also disrespectful and not authentic to the people of Harare, whom are the ones who have seen these things happen to them. Abantu, the people who have, the families and relatives who have died, it's disingenuous, really. Their grievances have not been given this 300,000 worth of investigation. It's done in Harare. Another thing that I wanted to touch on was the issue with, as long as the issue of Kukurawundi is not resolved, it will be very difficult anyways for our leader and our country to move on, whether by inquiries, whether by commissions, even by this peace and reconciliation thing, unless they resolve that issue. And they don't want to resolve that issue because that issue is a can of worms. It opens up the long hand, short hand massacres that happened in Motoko. It also opens up the can of worms with the MTC massacres that happened in 2002 and 2008. We need solidarity as a people. And for the country to move forward, we need the truth and justice. Peace and reconciliation will never come unless there is truth and justice. And for this young man who was arrested, remember, the thing that nobody has mentioned in this conversation is that why there was this uproar, it was because it was instigated by an individual. After this guy had expressed how he lost his family, this individual said, where were you when your family were dying? That is deeply insensitive. And if you notice the video clips that went around, this individual, when the commotion was happening, one was not arrested and was with the police abusing other people who were there. I wonder if that individual is arrested rather than this young man who was arrested for just airing his grievances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Aiwa,
tinotenda zvikuru nekuteerera chirongwa chedu mukomapo. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzinoti pakomishini yakaitwa iyi tinoonesa ndechekuti vanhu vakaiswa vamapolitisians. Dai komishini yakanga yakaita ari majaji kana maretired judges. Vakatora vanhu vaida kutora vanhu verudzi venyika vanozoteerera zvimwe ndekupa mutemo. Wakatarisa izvozvi zvavarikuita saizvozvi vakumhanyamhanya kutaura tinotsvaga humbo nenyika yose vachisiya pamongo muHarare machine one pavanhu vaiona humbo hupi hwavanozowana hunozoita kuti vava vawire nekutonga kunechisidzo chinenge chakatirura mini hapana chavanowana ZANU PF vanhu veZANU PF vari kuenda vachinoti vari kupa humbo hupi hwavanopa vanhu vemuzice pavaidemonstrate vakatanga kuseni vanhu vazopfurwa kuma 2-3 vaiita demonstration yavo vari murunyararo zvinoreva kuti ZANU PF vanhu ava vakangegara pasi vakapurana kuti no vanhu ava zvavaita muzvinhu zvavo zvemurunyararo vasingaite misindo yavo vanhu ZANU PF vakapinda mukati ivo ndovakakonzesa musindo ende vaitopisa mabuildings avo vega vanhu vezanu pf ndovakazvipisira zvinhu zvavo
mune humbowo here mukomapo
uchapupu ndinawo kutika ndinovaziva ZANU PF nekuti yatiri kumhemba itiri kubhulawayo pakapiswa ofisi yemdc nezanu pf vakanopisa imamao vakazitanzwe mdc ndovazvipisira ivavo umbowo dzakada huripo apa ndewekuti pane munhu wezanu pf aita akapa humbowo kukomishini iyo iyoyo achiti aiona zvinhu zvaiitika izvozvezvo chii chaitsvaga muruzhinji rwevanhu vemdc iwo ungati vanhu vari kudemonstrate against iwo ramba wakamira here ipapo hazviitike izvozvo zvinhu kana makada kuzvitarisa izvozvezvo zvotoratidza kuti iye akanga arimo achiona kuti apa zviri kufamba sei ndokuti akupisa kukonzeresa musindo ende ivo vamunangagwa zvavakati zvavada kuita inquiry yavo iyoyei zvechokwadi zvinotaura nekuti ivo ndo mukuru wemasoja kweivo masoja akabva kumabharaki kwavo ikoko ndavasungurisa vanhu izvozvezvi vari kupedza mari dzavakutaaizvozvezvo inkredi kuti vakombatete vanhu nemari yavaupamakomishinas aya hazvina musoro
izvozvezvo
hamuna mari
tinotenda zvikuru mukomapo tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard what Paul is saying there. He raised a very two important points that I think are significant. First, he is saying that to save money, Mr. Mnangagwa could have appointed retired judges in Zimbabwe to conduct the inquiry. And secondly, saying that the money that is being used to pay these commissioners could have been used to compensate those who lost their relatives and also those who lost their properties following the protest against.
Those are very critical points, I guess. And we've been trying to get hold of Mr. Pilif Kaole of ZANU-PF and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian. So maybe their numbers are not getting through. And then we've got KB John, who says, these people are not serious about our lives. I don't know why they're doing all this kind of a thing. Then Pamela Kumar writes, the Kukuraundi is a very, very sensitive issue. It must be handled with care. Then Charles Sitenge says, I'm watching you guys from Lukulu, Zambia. Then I've got Comrade Sankara, who says, Gibbs, I've actually sent you an inbox. I've been checking. I haven't seen a thing there. Then Rapaleng Domo saying, I'm watching you from Ekoli. Yeah, so do you have any people?
Of course, we have Tagara Mastermind Eno, who says, watching from Canada. Canada is just across the border, Gibbs, from here. Thank you so much. We also have Nathan Fraser Chicks, and also Courtney Mpemi Koti. Arikuti kunetsa kwese kuri kuita zvinhu muZimbabwe vabereki vedu vakanotora mapraza vasiri kugona kurima. That's another issue, right? Blessing Dilix. We also have Bonwell Mukwasi, who is saying, please call me. Thank you, Bonwell, will try to call you. We also have Effort Silver Chiwota. Thank you so much. Now let's go back to Mkoma Makomborero. Mchiripo iriparunari.
Ya, Mchiripo.
Mkoma Makomborero, murikunzwa vamwe imi mamuchiti hamusi kufara nekomisheni. Mkoma po vanga vachiti pada nepakatsvagwa vatikati vanamutongi gava kana kuti vatongi vakaenda pamudyira ndigere. Imi munofunga kuti ndiana aifanira kunga achiongorora zvakaitika musi wa1 izvi.
Chekutanga vamunangagwa vana kodzero yekuti vaappoint the commission nekuti ivo ndiye muridzi wenyaya. Ndiye munhu akatuma mazuva kunouraya vanhu. Ndiye munhu akauraya vanhu. Saka vana kodzero kuona kwachapoenda commission. Commission mukare wachipo paSouth Africa vamuhandi. PaSouth Africa kumba kwavo uku. Pakaita nyaya yeState Capital South Africa. Haasi vaasi President Jacob Zuma vakapoenda commission kufunfaya. Yakapoenda independently. And the mnum Zimbabwe tinawana kwasa kuzoita. Tagara one. Mapurisa zvinosvika kwaari kuita. Vanhu vebato reMVC Alliance. Vaitema kufanya kanyonga. Ngawa sunge ka boss mamwasi akapfuura nezi kangwana bana Mason kanyonga. Uye ngawa
haruzivishe mkomba makombera hatingataure master evanhu nekuti ndo basa re commission hatidi kuti tiendere pamberi. Ngatingo nangane yedu nemubvunzo tisingataura kuti ninga akadai zvatina umbo kana pazobuda kana kuti anenge aine umbo anokwanisa kuti aende hake kumatare nekuti kuti titaure master evanhu vasingakwanise kuti vauye panhepfenyuro pari zvino vachizvidefenda zvinonetsa toda kutraya kuti tiavoide izvozvo. Ngatitaure hedu asi tisingataure master evanhu vasipo.
Alright. Saka ndiri kuti vaEmerson Mnangagwa havana kodzero yekuti vapoende commission of inquiry.
Saka paipanda kuitwa
human rights commission vaikwanisa vane mubasa riri pamutema wangu asazviita. And chimwe futi chiri pano chekuti zvirani kuti itoitwa tine machechi vakuru vemachechi tine vakuru vemapoka akasiyana siyana vanokwanisa kunge vachitarisa munyaya iyi kana dai hurumende yedu yanga ine chidokwa dokwa chekunyatsobudisa chokwadi pachena. Asi apa zvavari kuda kungoita ndezvekungoti vanoda kutsingiridza nyaya iyi kuti vazvichenese ivo vageze ropa riri mumaoko avo vachishandisa mari nekubhadhara vanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika nekubhadhara vanhu vanodhura neuri mukatarisa nyange nyaya yekuti vaenda kubulawayo unosva kuti vaenda kunodii. Apa inyaya yengoti vanhu vekomisheni vaone dzimwe mari maallowance matraveling allowance vanogara mumahotera vachidya isu nemuZimbabwe tichitambura inoti vanhu ava vabhadhagwe nemabhondi nosa vabhadhagwe nemaRTJ vanga zvibhadhagwa nemaforex nemaus dollar aya ari kudai kunetsa aya ari kudai kuti tikushava mafuta ekubikisa tikushava mamafuta edzimotikari. Saka
tinotenda
zvose zvekuita zvekomisheni iyi hazvisi
zvinozvina kukodzera
zvinongenda mukoma makomborero
kuti munanga gwava nakukodzera kuti vatovapoenda commission pachavo nekuti munhu atiri kuti ndiye muridzi wenyaya pakurova kwevanhu.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma makomborero, ngatitigaga kuti vamwe vaite vachipinda. Gibbs, we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very fine. Sorry we got you, you know, right at the end of the show. Blessing, you can blast away.
Now, Honorable Chuma, we spoke earlier on when I was doing my Shona show. Many people are still asking why do you think it's important that the people of Matabeleland be heard about an issue that happened in Harare?
Well, my perspective is that Zimbabwe is a unitary country. This is one country, whether in Harare or in Bulawayo or in Mutoko or Plumtree. So the occurrences of the 1st of August are some things that are regrettable and should not happen. And there's nothing wrong with spreading your wings and veering from other quarters or corners of the country as to how things should have been done or how they should be done or how they should be prevented from happening. So going to Bulawayo to me should not be something that must then be newsworthy, like we're probably going to Mars or something. Mm-hmm. That's going to a part of Zimbabwe where one day this same thing that happened in Harare could happen in Bulawayo, it could happen in Mutoko, it could happen in Wange. So what is wrong is then opening up and saying, Zimbabwe, this affected all of us, because the people that died there are Zimbabweans. They are part of us, they are our relatives. So we need to know, we need to consult further. Is there anything wrong with that?
Ye, kwalite, abantu bakhuluma lapha bathi, kodwa kusobala ukuthi lamhla bebengafuni ama-commissioners. Kumbe isithi abantu bebandla leZANU-PF bavimbile zokukhulunywa ngodaba lokukurawundi. Ngoba kulo muntu otheko lapho etestifya wakhombela umfanekiso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Wathi ubaba lo elimbona umpikitsha wakhe lapha okukhanyayo wabulala abazali bami. So ke akumelanga ukukhulunywa into ezinjalo yinikolekti.
But andabona yiko ulahleka kunokho. Kwabuya i-commission eGugurahundi koBulawayo. Ngiyakhumbula yangenela e-Brethren in Christ Church esedolobheni koBulawayo kwaphandle. Bayivimbela ukuthi yenze umsebenzi wayo, babanga umsindo, bahlabela izingoma, bayenza konke. Yayibuye uzocubungula indawo eGugurahundi. Okuyikho lapha lowo muntu obekhuluma ngodaba lolu kwakumele akhulume khonaphana ukuthi hayi bakithi, mina ngabulayela uba bami, abazali bami ngumuntu lowo. Kodwa ngesikhathi sosana abakwenzanga khona kwana bazimba. Namuhla le ikhomishini ibuyile ihamba ngodaba olutshiyeneyo. Basala besilona akuhambele into one njengo-driver we-ambulance. Laba bantu babuye behambele udaba lukamhla ka-1 August. Abalani nalokho okwenzakalayo ngesikhathi sami seGugurahundi. So noma ungaze ukhulume ngakho khona kwana kibo, abanalo ilungelo kumbe ngesikhiwa bokuthi imandate yokuthi bakucubungule kumbe bakuthathe kumbe benzeni ngakho. Abalakho khona kwana. Abanako yileyana ikhomishini eyabuyayo leyana eyayibuye izocula konokwana abangayivumelananga ukuthi bona bayiyekele yenze umsebenzi wayo. Kho le esibuyile usufakela lodaba olungayisilo.
Ye, siyakuzwa Chuma, ubambe khonapho ngayekatshana. So what Mr. Chuma is saying is that this commission is specifically looking at the Harare issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the mandate to go to any city, because this may occur in the future, you know, in any other city. And they say they're not obliged to discuss the Gugurahundi issue. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what ufuzwayo angathi ngakhonoko. Iba ufuzwayo ngamafitshane sibili akumpheli luchuma khonapho. Uthi hayi phela bona ngapho i-commission leyi ilande okweHarare hathi ohambelana nombuqazi we-Gugurahundi. Ngena khonapho.
Okutshiwo nguchuma kuyadanisa ngoba eqinisweni elithilayo ama-events azama ukukhuluma ngawo eye-Brotherhood vele i-commission leyana e-NPRC yayingalandanga ukuzodiscussa ngento eGugurahundi. Vele babesenza ama-tours kuma-provinces abangaqalisi anything.
ungambuza ukuthi Chuma i-commission ye-NTRC why is it bathe kahambi yefike eBhalako, why is it bathe kahambi yefike eNkayi where there are mass graves. That is where the question is, because uma ukhuluma ngento yegugurawunda azoze uyikhulume ngayo uthi kwangona uzayidiscusa koBulawayo. You have to go to community, and that is where the problem is, ukuthi community i-commission kayahambi kuma-community since the adoption of the constitution. And lokhu akukhulumayo iJuma, I don't think very aku-understand layo yena mnikazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani. Akakazi afike lapho i-commission le khona, i-commission le yohulumende yona leyo akakayinikezi enough resources to go and meet ama-victims, because i-NTRC does not necessarily deal with igugurawunda. It deals with all the human rights violations ayenzakalayo eZimbabwe before the inception of i-Human Rights Commission. Yethu edila ngawo, and igugurawunda is part of them. And ama-victims that know, you can't equate to igugurawunda to 2008 violence and all these other violences, because that is genocide. So that's where the context.
So all what he's saying is that, you know, you're cross-referring to what Mr. Chuma is saying about the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. He says, you know, this NPRC is not yet constituted enough to actually visit people in rural areas and discuss the issue of Kukuraundi. So he says this commission is supposed to be doing that, but is not doing it. So who is going to do it since this other commission is not even doing it? So, I mean, he's really confused over the kind of issue, you know. Says this shouldn't happen the way it is today.
Tinenge tinemwe mutereri makadi. Makadi mutereri parunara.
Makadi ei.
Dzorai volume radio yenyu hatizonzwa nani.
Okay.
Taurai tinzwa.
Ndai mbatwara ndichiti imbwa inoroverwa payawo zvera. Zviripo necommission izvi zvokutenderera nyika yose hazvina kana basa kana musoro vachisiya pakaitikira nyaya. Inyaya zhinji dzakawanda dzakaitika kumaguta akasiyana siyana dzisina kumboitwa tsvakurudzo yakaita sei iri kuitwa necommission izvi. For example, nyaya yekuwhite city yakaitika yekuputika kwebhombariya, hapana commission yakasetwa. Hapana munhu akatsendera nyika yose aitsvaka umbovo. Saka commission yazokoshesa yakoshei. Saka kana vachiita vaita tsvakurudzo, ngaite tsvakurudzo muHarare pakaitikira nyaya. Kana vaine chokwadi chokuti havazivi kuti vanhu munhu akatuma masoja ndiani. Ngaitsvakire nyaya kuHarare.
Vari kutika vari kutyira kuti pada zvinogona kuzoitikawo rimwe gore kune dzimwe nzvimbo idzodzi, uye vachitiwo pane vanhu vanogona kunge vanga vari muHarare pakaitikira chiitiko ichi asi vachigara kuBulawayo, nekudaro varida kunzwa kubva kwavari.
Hatingataure zvisati zvaitika zvakaitika zviripo. Ngaatsvakire dzinyaya yekuHarare kwayakaitikira.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda nhasi chaizvo mandigonerawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, tinofara kana vapinda muchirongwa ndechenyu. That's our caller there is saying that he is not impressed by what the commission has done to go and conduct hearings in Bulawayo when this unfortunate event actually happened in Harare. And of course, I said to him, we talked to one of the commissioners, Professor Maduku, who is saying the reason why they went to Bulawayo and the reason why they are going to other towns, they are in Gweru tomorrow, by the way, they will be in Manicaland, is that they don't want this to happen again in the near future. So they want to go to Zimbabweans, hear them out, and then apart from investigating the August 1 killings, they also want to come up with some recommendations to give to the president. But he's saying still he's not happy, Gibbs.
I guess our time is up. Blessing is exactly on the hour, and we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Mbuso Fuzwayo of Ipechu Likazulu, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former ZANU-PF parliamentarian, and Mr. Makomborero
Haruzilishe,
a former student leader, and he testified at the commission some other time in Harare. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend.
And this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend. Good night.